You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. Earlier this month, the European Union reported a backlog of nearly 800,000 applications for asylum and said it would take a year to clear. Now, here in the United States, a year is a hopeful estimate. In Los Angeles, for example, officials interviewed people just last month who applied for asylum in August of 2011. The interview is just one step in the multi-part screening that puts lots of applicants in financial and legal limbo. One person working her way through the process is a 27-year-old Syrian who came here for school.
My name is Manal Elias. I'm from Syria, but I was born and raised in Dubai. So I came to the U.S. in August 2013 to do a master in filmmaking. So I was thinking about filing for asylum when I first came here because I knew I didn't want to go back to the Middle East. And so I put in all my savings, basically, with the lawyer who is a very good lawyer in L.A. and who specializes in asylum. And then I filed in March. My lawyer is very honest, so surprisingly. So he told me, Manal, there's no guarantee. You can get a call for the interview in 5 months. You can get a call in 2 years, in 5 years. It's definitely a gray area in every aspect you can imagine. So, for example, when I went to buy a car, I mean, I can't tell you how many dealerships I went to. One of them, the guy actually went to run my credit and he came. He's like, you have no score. Well, I can't do anything with you. You have no score. I mean, I knew that I had to start building credit, so I got these two credit cards, and I was like, ooh, as long as I use them and I pay on time, I'm good. But, like, I had nothing. I was too fresh. So that applies to, for example, I want to move out. That applies to looking for a new apartment as well because, you know, looking into my credit, how long I'm going to be in the country, all this stuff is unclear. But I love the U.S., honestly, and I think it's full of opportunities. It's just a matter of being hungry for it because a lot of people are hungry. Professionally, you know, I would like to be self-employed. I would like to have my own creative agency. You know, besides doing design for the next couple of years, I have this image in my head where I own this, like, really cute, beautiful house on a piece of land, and I grow my own food, and my grandchildren are running around me, and I'm this really pretty farmland place, you know, typical American landscape. That's my American dream.
That story was produced by Caitlin Esch.